We need a jury. 96900693. Please, would you come and be in a jury to assist in a dispute? I've got my own. You're bringing your own coin to this debate. Right,
yeah, one of us has got a toss.
96900693. We would love you to adjudicate because we're about to conduct a trial in which one of us is going to argue for one side and the other is going to argue for the other, notwithstanding that you and I both are firmly of the view. It's a very interesting case. It is the case where a man is walking along a footpath when he is run into by a bike rider.
And injured.
Very badly injured.
As is the bike rider.
And the bike rider is injured. What happens is the pedestrian does not get the name of the bike rider. The bike rider's name is, however, known to Ambulance Victoria. And the pedestrian says, "Hey, I want to sue the bloke who ran into me. What's his name?" And Ambulance Victoria says, "No, I can't tell you."
Exactly.
Right? Privacy reasons.
So that's the dispute.
Right, and the dispute is between Peter the pedestrian and Ambulance Victoria.
Righto, you're going to act for one and I'm going to act for the other.
Righto, you toss the coin.
Oh.
Because this is a toss that you desperately need to win. Right, this is where there's a howling gale.
Okay. Righto, you've got to trust me because you can't see the coin.
I trust you.
Okay.
Heads.
Still spinning.
Really? Never has there been a more important...
It's a head.
You beauty. I'll take the case of Peter the pedestrian.
Righto.
Okay, and you are acting for Ambulance Victoria, okay?
I am. Yep.
Righto. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Angela, Tim, Betty, Bryce, and Leon, and any others who are joining us, may I open by conceding that it's most unusual for me to address the jury by their first names. Nevertheless, it's a friendly court that we run here. My client has been very badly injured. Had he been struck by a car, there would be no problem because that car is registered and he would have a number plate, or a witness would have a number plate. And even if he didn't, the law provides a mechanism known as the incorporated nominal defendant where the state creates someone for him to sue. He has been struck on this occasion and very badly injured by yet another road user. A road user, just like a car, the difference being that they are not required to be registered, which means that when they run you over, they are able to hide behind the skirt tails of the female paramedic who treated them at the scene. To make a distinction between a motor car and a bike under these circumstances, preventing my client from seeking ordinary legal redress in the courts, is a disgrace.
Can you get to the point?
And I'll be ringing Neil Mitchell. It is clear that under these circumstances, in order for justice and right to be done, Mr. Burns' client, Ambulance Victoria, needs simply give me a slip of paper with the name and address of the cyclist who ran into my severely injured client. And I thank you for your time.
You finished it?
Order.
You didn't even get to the point, did you?
I represent, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I represent Ambulance Victoria. I have two things to say. First of all, this greedy ambulance-chasing lawyer that had just spoken to you is interested only in money, as is his mendacious client.
And fictitious mendacious client, yes.
I, on the other hand, represent...
This will be good.
I implore you, as Australians...
Oh, hello.
...to...
Anyone got a flag?
To obey the fundamental Australian law that it is not right to dob. And this greedy ambulance-chasing lawyer, Ross here, wants me to dob on a fellow Australian, and that is un-Australian and, in my submission to you, illegal, and you should not force me to disclose the name of this law-abiding, decent Aussie bike rider. Thank you.
You accuse me of not getting to the point. What about medical professional privilege? Sorry, I don't want to be, putting more arrows in your quiver, but you might have given medical professional privilege it out for a bit of a gallop, wouldn't you? No,
we are not medical practitioners.
You concede that, do you?
Yeah.
Right. Here we go. Just say the name of the person who won the debate, jury members. Angela.
Ross.
Tim.
Ross.
I had a fair following breeze. Betty.
Ross.
Bryce.
Ross.
Leon.
Ross.
John.
Ross.
Ian.
I believe the extra witness you had, Ross.
Who was the... being my opponent.
No, your privacy commissioner came in.
And John.
Ross.
There we go.
Gee whiz.